This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the final week of early spring, the final week of the Robin Chorus Moon. Recent events have unnerved me a little and pulled me out of my lazy spring fever. It seems very clear now that the global environment will be challenged more than ever. Well, I attempt to begin to respond to that. I return to Gary Snyder's poem called For the Children and his admonition to them to stay together, to learn the flowers, to go light. So I've learned a lot of flowers in the past decades of my life, and I start there. I see that floral taxonomy is not so much a matter of botany as it is a result of noticing and of watching and of caring. That kind of taxonomy evolves through a relationship. It does not identify plants with Latin nomenclature, but rather with unspoken names of delight and affection. And what has happened to me recently is that against my latent Buddhist tendencies, I have become attached to everything from the shunned garlic mustard and honeysuckles to exotic golden seal and woodbitney. And now I really care what happens to them. I don't want to see them harmed. And from that perspective, matters of saving an abstract planet Earth don't matter. From the doorway of my realization, I stake out my landscape and draw its borders and embrace its creatures, and I know exactly why I do it. I learn the specific flowers of this place as though they were my children, and then I can begin to glimpse what I might do. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the first week of middle spring. In the meantime, learn the flowers. Well, at least one. See what happens.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.